This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are at the 34th chapter, if you'd like to follow along. The 34th chapter, and the first verse, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army with the kingdoms of the earth that were under his dominion, and all the peoples were fighting against Jerusalem and against all its cities, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and say to him, thus says the Lord, behold, I am giving this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will burn it with fire. You will not escape from his hands, for you will surely be captured and delivered into his hand, and you will see the king of Babylon eye to eye, and he will speak with you face to face, and you will go into Babylon. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus says the Lord concerning you, you will not die by the sword. You will die in peace, and as spies were burned for your fathers. You will die in peace, and as spices were burnt for your fathers, the former kings who before you, so they will burn your spices for you. And they will lament for you, alas, Lord, for I have spoken the word, declares the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spoke all the words to Zedekiah of Judah in Jerusalem, when the armies of the king of Babylon was fighting against Jerusalem and against all the remaining cities of Judah, that is, Lachish and Azekiah, for they alone remain fortified cities among the cities of Judah. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord after King Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the peoples who were in Jerusalem to proclaim release to them. Now, let's stop there just for a moment. Let's read the 9th verse. That each man should set free his male servant, and each man his female servant, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, so that no one should keep them, a Jew, his brother, in bondage. And all the officials and all the people obeyed who had entered into the covenant, that each man would set free his male servant and each man his female servant, so that no one should keep them any longer in bondage. They obeyed and set them free. But afterward, they turned around and took back the male servants and the female servants whom they had set free, and brought them into subjection for male servants and for female servants. And then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I made a covenant with you, with your forefathers, in that day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, saying, at the end of 7 years, each of you shall free his Hebrew brothers, who has been sold to you and has served you 6 years. You shall send them out free from you. But your forefathers did not obey me or incline their ear to hear me. Although recently you had turned and done what is right in my sight, each man proclaiming release to his neighbor, and you made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name, yet you turned and profaned my name, and each man took back his male servant, and each man took his female servant, whom you had set free according to your desire. And you brought them into subjection to your male servants and your female servants. Therefore, thus says the Lord, you have not obeyed me in proclaiming release of each man his brother and each man to his neighbor. Behold, I am proclaiming a release to you, declares the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine. I will make you a terror in all your kingdoms of the earth. Well, there you go. When you disobey God, there's a consequence, isn't there? Almost always. Sin has there's a wage that you collect with sin. Wages of sin is death. This chapter describes the fulfillment of many of Jeremiah's predictions in the book of Jeremiah. Many prophecies were both given and quickly fulfilled. Babylon had laid siege to Jerusalem, and the city was about to fall. Zedekiah finally decided to listen to Jeremiah and try to appease God. So he freed the slaves. He thought he could win God's favor with a kind act, but what he needed was a change of heart. The people had been disobeying God's law from the very beginning. Exodus 21:2-11, Leviticus 25:39-55, Deuteronomy 15:12. When the siege was temporarily lifted, the people became bold and returned to their sins. They just started it up right away once again, and they did not obey God. Now, you've not obeyed me in proclaiming release, God told him, his brother, and each man to his neighbor. Behold, I am proclaiming a release to you, declares the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, to the famine. I will make you a terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men who have transgressed my covenant, who have not fulfilled the words of the covenant which they made before me, when they cut the calf in two and passed between the two parts, the officials of Judah and the officials of Jerusalem, the court officers and the priests, and all the people of the land who passed between the parts of the calf, I will give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of those who seek their life. And their dead bodies will be food for the birds of the sky and the beasts of the earth. Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his officials, I will give into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those who seek their life, and into the hand of the army of the king of Babylon, which has gone away from you. Behold, I am going to command, declares the Lord, and I will bring them back to this city, and they will fight against it, and take it, and burn it with fire. And I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. That is a stiff penalty to pay for disobedience. God is serious. And sometimes we just forget that God means what he says or says what he means. And we think that God just... he's not serious. He's way up there. He doesn't realize anything I'm doing. And we think that God is just a figment of our imagination, or something that doesn't exist, or it's not serious. We don't take God seriously. And this is a mistake, folks. A big mistake. The people of Israel had a hard time keeping their promises to God. in the temple, in anywhere they went. They just could not obey God. It was not within their nature, because they gave over their nature to the false gods and the false religions and the Baals and all of these evil. And when evil takes over, you have no control over your life. You have no control whatsoever. They had trouble keeping their promises. They would solemnly promise to obey God. But back in their homes and at work, they wouldn't do it at all. God expressed his displeasure. If you want to please God, you better make sure that you keep your promises to him, because the book of Ecclesiastes says that you fall under a curse if you make a promise to God and you break it. You fall under a curse. And the cutting of the calf in two and walking between the halves was actually a customary way to ratify a contract. That's found in Genesis, the 15th chapter, in verses 9 and 10. This action symbolized the judgment on anyone who broke that contract. God was saying, you have broken the contract you made with me. So you know the judgment awaiting you. Now, this contract is very serious when it's made between two parts of the calf, because it's a serious contract. Just like you break the contract with the bank, they're going to take over your property and they're going to throw you out, and eventually you won't have a place to live. This contract with God is more serious than that. And when you make a promise to God, be sure you fulfill it, because you can fall under a curse when you keep making promises to God and you don't fulfill them and you don't obey God. Then there's a price to pay. And we think that there's forever, nothing ever will happen because God doesn't pay attention, or he's old, or he does not have the ability to follow out and follow through with what's going on. I'm telling you, folks, look at this very seriously. And let's take God serious for a moment. And let's ask him to help us to fulfill what we have promised to him. Father in heaven, please look down upon us and let the Holy Spirit fulfill what we have promised to you. Let the Holy Spirit urge us and prompt us to do what is necessary to keep our promises to you, and to be serious with you, O God, and help us to fulfill it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com, and you can find most of these uploaded. And please let us know if you want to help us with a new transmitter we are trying to obtain but haven't. But nobody takes a salary here. Whatever you help us with, it goes to the fulfillment of what we need. So write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Until tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.